This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Thursday morning. Thanks for tuning in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. In studio today, we've got a couple different segments. For the first 30 minutes, we'll have here in with me retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson. He's the chairman of the Fort Riley Military Retiree Council. Jerry McBride is also here, Public Health Department from the Irwin Army Community Hospital. Later, we're going to have some representatives from the Manhattan Catholic Schools and Flint Hills Christian Schools. Their principals will be in studio. Scott Holsoff and Tim McDonald will be here. But first of all, back to who we have in studio currently. Retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson and Jerry McBride. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I am joyed that you've made time for us to be here today.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming in. And we're going to be talking quite a bit about the upcoming Fort Riley Retiree Appreciation Day. That's on Saturday, October 20th. And I guess we could get started in a little bit about, just tell us a little bit about Retiree Appreciation Day, maybe a bit of its history and some of its importance.
Well, every military installation around the world does a Retiree Appreciation Day now. I don't know how long that's been going on, but there are 52 of them that the Army does around the world. The purpose is to, of course, recognize the military retirees in our communities. And the Fort Riley community includes all of Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota. So we have a pretty broad base that we're responsible for. The purpose of it is primarily is to recognize and honor military retirees, but it also is a time for the retirees to get updated on all the information, and the information they most want to hear about is the healthcare information. And so Jerry's going to tell us about that, I think. But it's a time to get their shots all updated. It's a time to renew friendships with other friends, you know, that they've known for a long time. That's the part I enjoy about it is seeing friends that I served with in the military, and generally is to have a good time. We'll give away door prize drawings all day, and they usually range in the area of around $4,000 worth of prizes that we give away during the thing. So in addition to getting lots of information, upgrading their shots, they also probably take home some kind of a prize or something and things. So, and let me just say right now, because I'll forget if I don't, this is the first time we've done it on Saturday. It's always been on a Friday, and I have contended for a long time we were missing all those retirees that have day jobs. Couldn't be there on Friday, so we had to move a lot of mountains, but we're going to have it on Saturday this year, and hopefully that those retirees that haven't been able to attend and participate in the past will be able to and will be here with us on Saturday, 20 October.
And it's good to hear that you're being able to, you're sort of changing the date in response to a need in the community.
Right.
And as I understand, just to reiterate, we're talking about Fort Riley's Retiree Appreciation Day here. And I've noticed it's a pretty good topic for me to discuss. Well, maybe not for me, but just in general. But it's a good topic to discuss because a lot of folks, military or not, have some trouble transitioning to out-of-work life. What type of issues have you noticed in your time in the council there from people who might have had some issues there? What have you been seeing?
Well, the transition time is a challenge for some people and things, and there's no question about it. And we're talking about two different groups of military people. Every retiree is a veteran, but not every veteran is a retiree. Retirees are those folks that basically had spent a minimum of 20 years of military service. I was a slow learner. It took me 33 years, but anyway, it's 20 years. Or there are also a lot of medically retired retirees in the community. Those particularly that have had medical issues, but more than likely it's those that have suffered wounds, serious wounds and injuries that were retired medically from that. So there's a broad base of retirees, certainly in this community, in this area of the Junction City, Fort Riley, Wamego, and Council Grove, where I'm from. A lot of retirees live down there. So we want to reach out to all of the retirees. And one of the things that in this transition time that retirees don't know or understand, and Jerry can fill us in on that, is they have access to Irwin Army Community Hospital. and many retirees do not know that. And so that's an issue and a story that we want to get out there and make sure that they do understand that they can get their health care at Irwin.
And Jerry, what are some of the different needs you've noticed in your time there at the hospital that maybe retirees have compared to folks who are still serving or still working?
Well, as we know, as we age, we come up with a lot more illnesses that have to have prescription medications and refills. And one of the things that is going to change is when we get those mail order prescriptions, that price is probably going to go up. And so what we want to express is that your prescriptions are always free to the retirees and their qualifying family members at Irwin Army Community Hospital. Our pharmacy has made a lot of changes and it has improved their wait time. One of the things that they're going to try to do is those people that have more than one free refill that they have to have filled, they will work with you so you can do a one stop instead of, oh my goodness, I have to go back and wait to get a refill. So they're going to work with you to try to get all those medications so you can pick them up at one time. So that's one of the major things that we want to do. And also, we're going to do the flu shots will be an outpatient type of event at a pharmacy. So you can come into the pharmacy, get your flu shot. You won't have to make your appointment through primary cares. And that is a big change.
And I understand that there has been a little bit of expansion of maybe the menu of dental plans that are available through the military. I think that's kind of a recent thing too, isn't it?
That's a very important change that's coming up. The dental plan is going to stop as we know it, but they're going to have a replacement plan, 10 plans to choose from, so you can look at which one it best fits your needs. And then they are also going to add 4 vision plans. Now, these vision plans are going to include eyeglasses, which is something we haven't done before. And I want to emphasize that that open date to get those, to sign up for those, is going to be November 12th through the December 10th. So you want to make sure that you get signed up for your TRICARE plan for medical, your dental plan, and your eyeglass plan. Do not let December 10th pass you by, because if you let that plan, if you don't make it plan or you don't get signed up for it, you're not going to be able to sign up for it after the December 10th deadline. You will be locked in to a default plan, a direct plan. That's going to be really inconvenient for people because it is a space available appointment for those people who didn't sign up for a plan.
And speaking in studio with retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson, he's the chairman of the Fort Riley Military Retiree Council, Jerry McBride. You just heard speaking from the Public Health Department at the Irwin Army Community Hospital. And I guess it probably would be a good time to talk about how the availability of this event. Is this open to all military retirees, or is it open to the wider community? Who is available to be able to participate?
Well, it's for the military retirees and their spouses. And we also have a lot of widows and widowers who are retirees or have been associated with retirees. So it's anybody in that retirement community. And before I go any further, before I forget to say thank you to Jerry, but thank you to Colonel Ted Brown and the Irwin Army Community Hospital staff. They really helped to make this a big event because they set up over there, they do the shots, all the inoculations. Probably about half the reasons that people come to this event is because of the health care that's offered to them there and things. So I want to be sure to say thank you to that. And then one other thing before I forget it is the lunch that we will have. I felt like that with all of the notoriety about Korea in the news and things now, that if we could, you know, Korean War is called the Forgotten War. And we have a lot of veterans who will be, retirees who will be at this event who are Korean veterans. So I wanted to find a really qualified speaker, and I think we found that. Dr. Jeff Babb is going to be the speaker. He is a former foreign affairs officer, special forces officer for the United States Army. He trained and studied in Beijing and Hong Kong. He was assigned the China Theater and things. So he really does understand the Korea-China relationship, and he will be the lunch speaker. And the only thing that costs anything, everything is free at this event except lunch. And because we're having foods, we have to pay for it. So it's only $15. The lunch at the event is at Riley's Conference Center. For the old timers, that's the former officers club at Fort Riley. It's now Riley's Conference Center. And Dr. Jeff Babb will be the lunch speaker, but you must make your reservations by tomorrow. That's the deadline on reservations. So you can do that by calling our retirement service officer, Deb Schelke, and her phone number is 785-239-3320. 239-3320. If you want to come to lunch, you've got to make that reservation. So call Deb today. Tomorrow's your last chance to do that. But I'm looking forward. I've seen the slides that Dr. Babb has prepared for this presentation. It is a dynamic show. Goes way back, further back than I thought, when the United States was involved with Korea, and brings it up through the Korean War and now into where we are with Korea. That war's still on.
Oh yeah,
you know, we're just at a stalemate on it and things. So hopefully we're going to get that resolved. But I think the luncheon speaker is going to be really dynamic, and I hope many of you who are listening now will make that reservation, 239-3320.
Now, for folks who might want to participate or go to see the speaker, do they have to participate in the luncheon, or could they maybe avoid that entirely?
You can go all day long and never eat a drop of food. You don't have to participate in the luncheon. But I just want to define the difference, though. The lunch is the only thing that costs. That's because we have to pay for the food. And actually, the lunch, so you know, the lunch costs more than $15 per person. We're subsidizing. The Retiree Council is subsidizing part of that food cost so we can serve it to the retirees at $15 each.
Very good. I think it's time for our first break of the morning. When we come back, we'll have more with retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson and Jerry McBride from the Irwin Army Community Hospital. So stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
ESV Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has new solutions to help you grow your money with higher rates.